T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
.31. Welcome back to Total Information AM. It's time for our weekly visit with St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz. He's going to look at some business stories for us today. Jerome, we're seeing some strategic moves in the fashion industry. Let's start. What do you see happening at Express?
Well, Express has been going through hard times. I mean, I think a lot of us remember when it was a place to go for formal wear and fancy dress. And that's really been their sweet spot for ages. But the thing is, we've moved away from fancy dress occasions, and they have been slow to change their products. So they've been getting in worse and worse financial shape. This bankruptcy gives them initially a chance to get rid of some of their worst performing locations. And a lot of these are in older malls. So it'll free up money. It'll give them a little more ability to focus what they're trying to do. So it also, the bankruptcy freed up tens of millions of dollars in COVID aid that was directed toward Express. So they actually, by getting doing the bankruptcy, start with a pool of money, and they'll be able to change up their operations to make them leaner and meaner. I think the challenge is going to be, what can they do to increase their appeal to customers? There are two stores in the region that are going to close, St. Clair Square and Mid Rivers Mall. But the other stores at the Galleria, the Women's Express at Plaza Frontenac, and the other one, those will stay open here in St. Louis. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for folks who are loyal to Express to still get their purchases there.
Jerome, the FTC is stepping in to stop what would have been a big marriage among top fashion brands. Who's involved in that?
Well, it's Tapestry, which owns the brands Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman. And they're looking to buy Capri. And Capri owns Versace, Jimmy Choo, and Michael Kors. European regulators approved it. Japanese regulators approved it. The U.S. regulators just came out and said, no, they don't approve it, because they're afraid if these six brands combine, that the resulting company, Tapestry, would be able to control wide swaths of the American high-end fashion industry. And that would be an anti-competitive practice. They figure that they literally, if you own both, say, Michael Kors and Kate Spade, you could set prices and there would be really no competition except from the European brands. So they came down against it. But it's not the sort of thing that the corporations are going to take lying down. I expect them to be in court by the end of this week to try and challenge that. And you might even see either of those companies sell off individual brands to some third party to try and clear up and clear a path to show that they are going to remain competitive. So we haven't heard the end of that one, but we did get to see the beginning.
Lou Chaffetz, School of Business Professor and KMOX Business Analyst Jerome Katz, thanks for your time this morning.
Have a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.